Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The year is 2006.
Jojo, let us know it's just too little, too late.
Oh, what a song.
What a song.
An anthem.
Still relevant.
This is the final year on Earth that the Kardashians weren't famous yet.
God, if we could turn back time.
Oh, take it back.
Please.
Kylie Lipkett.
Get out of here forever.
We would never have them.
Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot a lawyer while quail hunting.
Oh my God, I remember that. Also this year, one of the greatest albums of the past two decades, probably of all time, Paris, was released.
Nothing stars in this world.
We're blind.
Stars were blinded.
Girls were seething in jealousy, jealousy, jealousy. I literally sound
fighting
just like her.
Over, you really do.
And also, Christina Aguilera had us going back to basics.
And back we went.
Oh, but you weren't a stan yet.
Certainly wasn't.
Which we already exposed. Exposed.
Exposed.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
Hey, I'm Bradley Stern.
This is our new
brand.
Yeah, no.
No, that's not going to work.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley Stern.
And this is It's Britney, Bitch.
A podcast for stans.
By stans.
Dedicated to 20 years of the living legend, Britney Jean Spears.
Okay.
The year is 2006, and so, things are weird.
Things at this point are really just all about the babies.
All babies, no career.
See it all in my baby. So, like 2005, 2006 is chaotic, amplified, if you will.
Taken to the next level.
With just a couple babies involved and the media and the paparazzi.
Yep. It's all about the personal life in 2006. Very, very little.
Yes. And we were trying to piece career together everything from this year because she's blonde and then she went brunette-y for a moment and she was pregnant and then she had a baby and then she was pregnant again. And I'm just like, I don't even know how this all went down. So today, in this episode, we are going to run through a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off in February, February 6th, to be exact, 2006. Britney is photographed driving with Sean Preston on her lap, not in a car seat. She is questioned by the Los Angeles Department of Children and Family Services, and she blames the paparazzi. What a photo.
What a photo. I totally recreated it with my parents. Oh, whatever. Get over it, middle America.
Kid.
Yeah.
Baby's first photo.
Baby's first photo. Yeah, she really made a splash with that one. I remember that came out. I was like, not a great look, but you know what? She's from the South. That's what they do there.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I kind of felt bad for her because I kind of get it. Like, she was probably parked and someone pulled up on her and she just slammed on the gas to get away.
Yeah. Slammed the baby's head against the wall.
You know what happens.
Whatever. They're resilient.
And probably literally drove like 10 feet. And then that was all that they needed for the photo.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was a really bad start to this year.
It was, and it really set the tone for the future of things to come.
Oh, it definitely, I mean, we were coming off the heels of Chaotic, which was not critically acclaimed.
No, not a Cannes winner.
And then in April, Sean Preston falls out of his high chair, and she got questioned again by Family Services. She blamed the nanny.
It was the nanny.
It probably was, honestly.
Yeah.
Who has not fallen as a kid?
Right.
I have smashed my head so many times, fallen, been stung, bitten by things.
Yep.
Smashed my head trying to build a Lego fort.
Same. Dove into the ball pit right against the wall.
Yep. I remember at one point, I have had numerous head injuries throughout my life.
You really have.
One of them was I saw on TV Lamb Chop just like jumped into a bathtub.
I'm a Lamb Chop stan.
Right?
Yep.
Skinny legend. And I remember
Lamb Chop outsold.
Yeah. They like just jumped into the bathtub, and so I was like,
I can do it.
So I dove head first into the bathtub, not realizing that it's, you know, a 1 foot ceramic pot basically.
And was it full of water at least?
Halfway.
Okay.
It was very painful.
Well,
I'll just say that.
Depth
that
was perception my, that was my learned.
First head injury. And
you, Brittany is to knee as you are to head.
Literally, though.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was just, you know, a story of me as a Bobby. Since we're sharing baby stories.
Baby stories.
So yeah, you know, just falls out of his high chair.
I'm not impressed with that. I'm not at all concerned about the baby.
I mean, it's so, I just remember it was a huge story.
It was a huge story. But this is the time where any move she made was criticized.
Yeah.
Still is in some ways.
Ugh. So then in May, two things happen.
Yeah.
So she goes on Letterman and she reveals that she is pregnant again.
Are we on to something here or not?
Don't worry, Dave. It's not yours.
Oh. Whoa!
This is where she has the bangs.
Yeah.
And it's that really cute gif that gets shared a lot of her being like,
yeah,
I just did it in my life.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. It's a really cute gif.
Yeah.
She was serving mom.
She was.
With this whole look. She had the headband, the bangs.
Yeah.
A subtle, demure black dress.
Mm, yes.
And then I remember really thinking, as a stan, that it was over. I'm like, it's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like, the pick was shoved in 2005, and then it went straight through my heart in 2006. And I was like, this is over.
That was a good look. I remember now.
Mm-hmm. It was cute.
It was.
Mom.
Yeah, but she was done. That was the end of my pop star.
Yeah. This was a dark time. It's going to get a little darker for a couple more months.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, 2007?
Yes, it's going to get darker for about
I hadn't heard anything months. About that. Nobody's ever said anything about a difficult year for her. Someone should put that on a mug.
So only 2 weeks later, after this tragedy, well, I don't want to, is that bad to call it a tragedy?
The announcement of her pregnancy.
Like, yeah, like, yes. All my friends are like, oh, you that's think a, I'm...
that's a tragedy.
Tragic.
Yes.
Oh my so bad.
Pop stars having children is a tragedy.
I didn't know any better.
I would say it's a tragedy today.
Well, in today's America, it is. Who would want to raise a kid now?
Not in this economy.
We're going to be underwater in like 10 years. And, do you want your Bobby floating? Like when people have babies in Florida, I'm like, do you realize that they're going to be drowning in like 5 years when the ocean rises? This is my next
flotation devices, though.
Yeah. T-Kyle, the science guy. I'm going to explain global warming.
Anyway, don't have children.
I love global warming. I think Lady Gaga is a really cool artist. How do we always find a way to tie in everything.
Everything. And I'm glad that these little bits are going to be taken out of context and just played inappropriately.
Oh, great.
I love global warming.
So from global warming to Britney basically dropping Sean Preston, almost dropping and saving.
Yes.
Happens just shy of announcing that she's pregnant again.
Yes. The Bobby bobble. Iconic.
It was kind of iconic.
It's super iconic. And I was so mad at the public for not understanding what happened there because they were like irresponsible was the
no,
first headline.
No, it was
headline.
Totally...
Like everyone,
the sidewalk.
Everyone was just like, she's a bad mother.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the footage or anything, like she clearly just like tripped over the sidewalk. And,
right.
And there were, of course, as always, 5 million paparazzi making it difficult. And it was just so, and she cried.
Oh, that part was bad.
Yeah.
And then all those people were in the restaurant asking for pictures.
Yeah.
But she also sat by the window.
Yeah, because I mean, even when we get to the head shaving, I contend that she wants people
to see
to know that, yeah, you've
right.
You've done this to her. So, yeah, that was really the start of the TMZ culture getting to a fever pitch.
Yeah.
The baby drop heard around the world.
There was something so what word do I want to use? Like, it was just such a subtle flop.
It was a subtle flop, and the like, hat, like, the hat, like, flops, hat flops over. Off. It's so cute.
Imagine that being your throwback Thursday.
I mean, that's going to be his, like, when he gets Instagram in like 3 years.
They, like, both of it, both babies have iconic throwback Thursday. Yes. Posts. Like, remember when you almost dropped me?
Please. As if all of us haven't had, like, horror stories from our own past. My father accidentally dropped me off the bed. Oh. I just rolled right off. I was there and then I wasn't. Yeah. It explains a lot.
But I took a tumble off the top bunk.
Oh, yeah.
Which was bad. Yeah. Explains a lot.
I mean,
it's why I'm gay.
It's right. No. For both of us, we hit the floor, became gay.
Oh, so maybe it's not a choice.
It was, yeah, we weren't born with it. We just fell.
Oh. Someone's going to write a headline.
Someone is going to.
Yeah. Oh my God. Is it genetic or were they dropped on their heads as babies? Live at 8, we investigate.
Oh, God.
Hi, I'm Megyn Kelly, investigating live. Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Now all these gays are going to tweet us and be like, I was dropped too. Wait a minute.
We're starting revolution.
Yep, that's why.
Yes, the swift little...
I thought it was the cutest thing because of the hat. The little hat drop is adorable.
And he didn't cry.
He didn't. He was
like, oh, she got this.
She's... He literally turned to the camera and said that.
Yeah. Mom's worn those wedges enough. She knows how to get around to them. She's been wearing them for 24 years. She's still wearing them right now.
She absolutely is still wearing them.
Honestly, though, if we look at her Instagram, which I'm not going to do because I know I'll be right.
It's absolutely. In fact, it might be a tour outfit at this point.
God. That white halter.
Oh,
with
God.
The jeans and the... Oh, my God. Yeah, so that happens.
That happens. That's the baby drop heard around the world. She is devastated and seen crying inside of a shop.
Yeah, that's a not so enjoyable video to watch.
No, and this is really the beginning of my obsessive, compulsive TMZ reloading, yes. X17 online reloading.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we were all doing it then.
Right, well, because there was no social and cell phones back then that was like capturing all of this.
Right.
So it was like a third degree of separation from our faves. And it was very anxiety inducing, I will say.
It was. This was the beginning of checking compulsively because every other week seemed to be a new scandal.
Or just something that was like even more horrifying and sad.
Yeah. And she was, as we'll soon hear, making some friends, some socialite friends. And that led to going out and about more often and being photographed more often in sometimes compromising positions.
Mm-hmm. So the baby drama dies down for a little bit. And then...
Get a sitter.
Then in June of 2006, we get the... What word should I use to describe this? Insert verb. Not verb. Adjective here. Matt Lauer interview.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about the good things first.
Memorable is the adjective.
Yeah, there we go. So this is the memorable Matt Lauer interview.
Yep.
Which, positive things first, gave us the epic meme of... Yeah.
It's a really weird time. Yeah.
Where she's just... I mean, I feel like I see that used with everything.
Yeah.
Just her being like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was so painful.
But it also gave us quotes like this. Speaking about driving with Sean Preston, I did it with my dad. I'd sit on his lap and I'd drive. We're country.
Yep. There you go. And all I needed to know was that. And I was like, there you go. Yeah, she's like, country. Oh, same. Why are you questioning
I'm from
this?
A suburb in Jersey, but same.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was... I was not happy as a stan seeing this. I remember because they threw in like the digs too, didn't they? Where it was like she got ready at her home by herself. Like I feel like they subtly threw in digs to let you know that she did her own hair and she got ready herself and that she wanted that outfit.
Yes.
And she picked the place. And like it was a very shady moment.
It was super shady.
And look how karma came back around.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Oh.
I felt very sad watching this. There were a lot of quotes that were really sad when they asked her what she would say to the paparazzi. And she's like,
you have babies at home and you have a wife. And if you don't, you have to realize that we're people and that we just need privacy and we need our respect. And those are things that you have to have as a human.
But the public laughed at her for that.
Oh, yeah.
And continued to laugh at her until obviously it became too much. But there were clear warning signs and like her appearance was not great. Her marriage was a joke to the public and she's like calling out for help pretty much.
Yeah. This interview would not fly today.
No.
Like this, I remember at the time this was lauded as like, you know, the hottest headline and was so massive at like how mm-hmm. quote unquote embarrassing she was. And the public just really ripped her for it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that if something like that had happened today, it would have been a global outcry for her to get help.
Completely.
People would have come to her aid.
Totally. But this was pre Amy. This was pre 2007 Britney. This was all just fueling the fire of the TMZ culture of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, she really was the first victim,
mm-hmm.
I will say, I feel like, in a way.
Totally. Also, during this interview, do you remember when she confirmed Baby Soul Rock and Roll clothing line that never came out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not upset about it, but
no.
I forgot that was a passion that went unexplored. But then she gave us candies for Kohl's, so.
Oh, even better.
Even better. Yeah, just a miserable interview. All around.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Mm-hmm.
Miserable and memorable.
Memorable.
So then she goes brunette-y.
Fierce.
After this. Yeah. Okay, so this was the brief serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a split second, there was like a good hair moment.
Yeah.
Was it at the Billboard Awards or was it at Teen Choice? I feel like it was at
she showed up unannounced to the American Music Awards, I want to say.
Yes, and she presented with Kevin. She was super pregnant.
Oh my god, wait, yeah.
This is probably the one and only serve.
Oh, that's right. This look? Oh no, wait, this is maybe too soon. Yeah, she just kind of like showed up to do the soul R&B. Oh no, that was later in the year. Just kidding. It was, you're right, the Teen Choice Awards to present Kevin Federline.
Yes, and he was performing.
Popo's out.
But this was a serve.
Yeah, it was.
She looked great.
She was
the
happy.
Hair was good. The dress was so cute.
Yep.
This was like a brief little glimmering light. And then we also had a VMA pre-taped actress-y moment.
We did.
With Kevin, which was very chaotic.
It
UPN
was.
UPN reality show moment.
Yep.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, I actually blocked that one out of my life.
Yeah, so did I until this. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was not the greatest VMA's memory that she's ever done. I'm trying to recall Kevin Federline's performance at the Teen Choice Awards. K-Fed. Oh, K-Fed performed Lose Control at the Teen Choice Awards, presented by Dane Cook and Jessica Simpson.
It's time for our last presenter of the night.
The mother of all presenters, Britney Spears.
Brunette. Very pregnant.
It's so good, though.
Yeah.
A very loud applause.
She did.
Wow, Queen of Pop.
This show has been very good to me and my career over the years, so I'm hoping that it will be... You too, man. Yeah. And I'm hoping that it will be as good to our next performer. He chose the show to make the world premiere performance of his new single, Lose Control. Please give a warm...
Disgusting.
I didn't even... I forgot there was a single beyond Popo's Out.
Okay, yeah, yeah, shut it off. Even though it's kind of a bop.
Right, I forgot about that, yeah.
But,
God, Jesus, Lord.
Yeah, side track.
Uh-huh.
to this moment. As all of this is going on, Kevin Federline's getting ready for his solo premiere.
Playing with fire.
Yeah. So we have Popo's Al, Lose Control.
Yep.
There was also the song with Britney, Crazy, which Crazy. I kind of love.
And they say...
Yeah, I mean, I kind of loved it.
See? Oh, yeah, I downloaded that song. I believe I paid individually for that song just because I was not going to let her have vocals on anything that I don't own. But
yeah, so all of that was happening at the same time as all this other chaos.
Yeah.
And I also remember at the VMAs, their little pre-tape commercial too, they were joking about the whole like bad parenting thing.
Yeah.
And there was even like a little skit where they had like Sean Preston on the back of this like little truck and like the baby just like drove off. And so they were like joking about it. But I remember I was just so mad at the whole thing.
Yeah. I was very angry this whole time.
This felt like, to me, like My Prerogative and Chaotic all felt like smart, fun, like FUs. And then there was something about this year that kind of felt like it was not directed at the fans, but like kind of directed at everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It felt like a big fuck you from her, whether that's intentional or not. I mean, she was writing notes to the fans and only the fans on her official website.
Right.
But it still felt very like, okay, but when are you going to come back to us? And also the whole rebellion thing stopped being like there was no more music,
right?
Minus,
well, so that's our mind state as of this moment in time in this year. So it's been all baby stuff, constant chaos in the news, the messy interviews, everything is just like super 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 crazy. And they say, and then in September we get a beacon of hope. That is probably one of the most iconic things that she's done in terms of marketing, which I would love for them to bring back.
Yeah.
Her website, which was giving us subliminal messages randomly throughout, you know, the couple months, like little letters and photos. There was a really good photo from the Do Something music video shoot where they're all flipping off middle fingers.
Yes, 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 yes.
So everything's just always been a super subliminal written message or a note. So in September of 2006, we get the Growling Tiger. I would say the most excited that I physically remember getting over a Britney moment. There are very few things that I remember getting like shaking. Literally shaking over. Yeah. This is one of them because there was a song.
Yeah.
Known as Rebellion.
Rebellion snippet.mp3. Every of others, no one's closest to you. Oh. The poison they feed you and the voodoo that they do. But in rebellion, there's a sparkle of you. Don't just stand there. What you got to do? You're fighting in rebellion. Your mind is not breathing. They're not believing what they're seeing. Cause you're in rebellion. Yes, this was a song that, to our surprise, a few months before, she had written a poem that I still reference called...
Brad has four tattoos.
I honestly might. Remembrance of Who I Am. No more chains that you gave me. Enough of pain. Now I'm craving something sweet. So delight. How do you stand sleeping at night? This goes on, and it's actually referenced in both Rebellion and a song that she recorded at the time, All That She Wants, based on the Ace of Base song that leaked eventually. And she actually referenced it on Carpool Karaoke for a split second, which was really shocking. Yeah, she wrote this poem, and part of it ends up in Rebellion. Because in Rebellion, there's a sparkle of truth. What she says is, the guilt you fed me make me weak. The voodoo you did, I couldn't speak. Your awakening, the phone is ringing. Resurrection of my soul, the fear I'm bringing. honestly, she went in.
Yeah. And we were getting a musical counterpart to this.
Yes. Yep. It was very like a dark, drowsy beat. And we would eventually hear it on a demo CD that she plays in the next year. We hear the opening of it before she rips off into mm-hmm. the street. I must have played that 5 trillion times. Yeah, Rebellion is one of the most elusive songs in the Britney universe.
Probably, I would say the most elusive.
For sure. Everyone wants it. Everyone's fully at peace with the fact that it's probably just what we've heard, like with another verse, chorus, or whatever. It's not going to be some grand revelation, probably, but it was clear that there was a full song somewhere, and there was like some weird moment where the producer teased the idea of like premiering it live on some web thing like a few years later. I don't remember. It was some scam, but yeah, it's just a figment of our imagination.
It is. But I just remember this was like
the tiger, the yes. growl.
And I feel like the tiger has become a symbol.
Definitely.
And it reminded me of, I think the reason why we were all so shaken up by it was because Britney has that like that look
mm-hmm.
in her eye.
The eye of the tiger.
We get it in Stronger, the music video.
Yes.
The In The Zone album cover, the In The Zone photo shoot. Like there's all of those looks that she gives.
Mm-hmm.
And the website was a photo of the eyes and then a tiger that overlays. And I was like, oh my God, something's coming.
Yeah. Oh, we all thought something was coming.
Ugh.
No, she was just like called a graphic designer and was like, I love tigers.
It's so, I can literally, you? I can hear it repeating and I can just see it.
Yeah,
because I was growl. So shaken by
I remember keeping the website on for a while to see if like maybe there was a song that would play after a while.
Nope, it never happened.
No, just Rebellion, which was exciting enough, but eventually like Rebellion was put in there. But no, just poems and a snippet of a song is about the extent of her creative artistry in 2006.
Nope. Nothing popped out of this website, but...
No, the legend did not jump out.
No, but you want to know what jumped out? Jaden. Jaden jumped
out. Jaden James jumped right out of the legend.
Yeah. Baby number two.
Bobby two.
Bobby two jumped out.
People can take everything away from you.
But they can never take away your truth.
But the question is...
Have you subscribed? You can subscribe to It's Britney Bitch here on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Spotify. And where can you find us on social media? Where can they find you, Brad?
Oh, if you want to follow me at Mew Muse, MUUMUSE on all social platforms.
Lucky. I wish mine was all consistent. You can follow
it's
me...
Not.
On Twitter at tkylemac or Instagram t.kyle or YouTube tkylem. She was not consistent.
And what's the OnlyFans?
Oh. This is where things kind of take a dive.
Yeah, they were going well so far this year.
Yeah.
And just a nosedive. She is unhappy.
This is such a weird time looking back on because, so she has the baby.
Yeah.
And Kevin Federline is about to launch his new album and she comes to New York.
Yes.
And Kevin Federline is having his album release party in New York, which I was at.
Get that, everyone.
I will tell you the story about that. And how I witnessed a moment in history.
Yep.
So she comes to New York and she makes that random appearance on Letterman with the Bob.
She comes with a Bob and a mysteriously ring-free finger.
She just is like, hi.
Hey.
And walks out. Like, there's absolutely nothing happens.
Super unnerving. She just, like, shows up and they're just like, hey,
yeah,
what's
she's
up?
She's like, I was in the studio or something. Hi.
Just, like, here. Just, like, shows her hand enough for there to be, like, a signal that something just happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
Serving body.
Yes.
So I'm thinking everything is like good at this point because she's serving looks.
Yeah.
The photos from New York of her at this moment in time are so good. The photos of her at the ice rink.
Oh, the ice rink is
so cute.
Good.
She's serving looks. She just had the second baby. This is a rapid fire week of drama that goes down. So I'm in college at this point, and I remember I'm a freshman, and Brittany is in New York. This is like my first year here in New York. I'm freaking the fuck out. So Kevin Federline is having his album release party, November 3rd, 2006. Two of my friends come with me. We've got our fake IDs. We go to Stereo Nightclub, and oh my God, I'm just like, I don't know how I even got in. I looked like shit. We were like in little button-ups thinking that we were so cool going to a club for the first time ever. And so we get in with our fake IDs and we go, and Kevin Federline is there. I have photos from my digital camera. I literally was like in there with my little Nikon point and shoot with the flash on, like a total asshole, taking pictures of Kevin Federline. I have a full album of them somewhere. I have to go. I got to pull them up and show you. So we're there, and Brittany was supposed to be there. And I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm thinking, you know, she's the famous one. She's probably not coming till later. All of a sudden, Slave for You kicks in. Now, just imagine 18-year-old me, first year in New York. Britney Spears is my fave. I get into a club with a fake ID, Kevin Federline there, and the beat of Slave for You drops. When I tell you, I shook and cried. Like, this is like the first time I'd never seen her in concert.
Yep.
The beat for Slave for You drops. Britney Spears is nowhere to be found. Not only does she not come out, but Kevin Federline tells the DJ to shut it off. And I don't really know how I felt in this moment. I was confused, but only a few days later would I come to find exactly why Kevin Federline signaled for the DJ to shut Slave for You off only about 30 seconds in, because a couple days later, Britney filed for divorce.
Boop.
Yes. This was a wild moment because she was clearly in New York.
Yep.
Because she was on Letterman, and then all of a sudden she files for divorce.
Yeah. Basically, she came in for the Playing With Fire album release party and promptly filed for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Her appearance on Letterman is crazy.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
And she said that she was in the studio, like she was there filming something out. So I was like, what's she working on? Yeah. But what's so crazy about the divorce was she filed for divorce and also asked for full custody. Mm-hmm. And like, he didn't know about it.
Right.
He like found out about it via like text message or something.
Yeah, she texted that breakup or something as portrayed in her Lifetime original movie, that flop movie. Although that screenshot of the text message is truly iconic. I've
still never watched that.
Oh my God. I need to find the Britney text message from the Lifetime movie.
Yeah, because she looked like she was living.
No, it was such a moment when she was out ice skating with Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked so cute. And that's when the news broke. Yeah.
Also an iconic moment in history.
Yeah.
The View, a little show called The View.
Yes.
So the day after Britney announces her divorce, Rosie O'Donnell does this amazing moment on The View where she's like, everyone, I have a big important announcement to make. And then she just screams, Britney is divorcing K-Fed. And not only does she do that, but then she screams, confetti!
I'm telling you, it is Wednesday, November 8th. It's the day after, and I just want to say, I never expected anything like this. I'm over the moon excited.
We are.
How about you?
Shocked. Yes. Never in a million years would I think this would happen. Yeah.
How do you feel, Elizabeth?
I am both shocked and devastated.
Yes, I know. But it's the biggest news in the country, ladies and gentlemen. Britney Spears is leaving K-Fed! America, welcome back, Britney. We love you.
That's how with this confetti now.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't resist. I dreamed that up all night. I thought that was the greatest show.
Joy Behar has no idea what's going on. She's like, who? And it is one of the funniest. It is so good.
It's how we felt.
It's exactly how we felt. And you know that Rosie is such a stan.
Oh, yeah.
And she felt the same way that we all did. And she's just like, Brittany, I'm so proud of you, Brittany. And it really just summed up how we all felt as stans.
It really,
I felt like this was such a, you know, it really did end. I thought we were going to end the year on such a high note, which suddenly, only a few short weeks later, just backfired.
Yep.
Because there was such a little, there was a brief window of serve.
I think
that's a good way of putting it.
It was a brief window of serve.
Yep.
Yeah. Briefly empowered, briefly looking happy about the situation.
And looking healthy.
Looking healthy. And then she decided maybe she should go out a bit to celebrate.
Yeah. So she starts partying a little bit.
A little bit of a party girl.
And what will now go down in history as probably a more iconic trio than Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Yep. Who? I've never heard of them.
The Three Stooges.
They Wish.
Destiny's Child.
Irrelevant. Oh, God, no. Great.
Beehive coming for me.
Jonas Brothers.
Who is like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is quaking in his sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no trio more iconic than Brittany, Lindsay, and Paris. This is the moment that it happened, everyone. Three legends.
Three legends.
One front seat.
Technically, if we are to believe Paris, two legends hanging out, one redhead who quickly jumped into the car, causing confusion and chaos.
Yeah. Which I actually kind of believe that they were confused.
150%. It was just Paris and Brittany partying, and Lindsay climbed to the car and was like, I hate you. And they were like, what? And she's like, I never said that.
Oh, so epic. So there's that really amazing photo of the three of them looking out into the paparazzi. But there's also...
Oh, and the New York Post picture that came out afterward. The New York Post headline after Bimbo Summit.
Ew.
Amazing, though. Like, I would put on a shirt. They're such trash. But, yeah. Bimbo Summit.
Oh, my God. I would literally... If that came out today, I would publish it as Peter, Paul, and Mary are shaking.
Exactly. I mean, the way that we treated women in the media truly was at another level in the 2000... I mean, any time before then, too. But, yeah.
Crazy. It's so crazy because, to me, that time period, especially that photo, is reveled as like one of the most epic pop culture moments.
Well, of course, now in retrospect, everyone kind of not wishes like it was back or anything like that, but it was an exciting time.
Yeah.
And people took it for granted.
Well, that whole aesthetic of paparazzi
I thought was
so cool back then.
Totally.
I had this whole collection. It's called...
Oh, I've seen your MySpace pictures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yep. My God. Yes. If you go to my pinned tweet, which will probably still be pinned when I publish this, I'll just leave it there forever. Honestly, it's so epic.
It really is.
That whole paparazzi aesthetic I thought was so cool.
It was so cool. Oh, my God. The endless snapping of the cameras, that sound in the videos of them, and just as they're just carrying a
Lindsay,
juice.
Lindsay.
Screaming obscenities. It was so beautiful.
Lindsay, too. sorry, different legend. I thought this aesthetic was amazing.
Definitely.
But speaking of
they
iconic,
didn't.
Well, there was the epic photo of the three of them.
Yes.
However, this is also the moment in time that the infamous, how do we want to call it?
The my pussy is hanging out, but actually moment.
Well, that's direct.
That's direct, but literally is what happened.
These were very high quality images. And wow.
We should also, for context, a lot of socialites at the time, certainly Paris, paired with paparazzis deciding that upskirts were okay. There was this weird sort of like moment where everyone was doing it.
Yeah, it was kind of glam.
It was kind of glam.
Like, I remember I wanted a pussy and I wanted it to hang out.
Well, that's your journey. I just remember it was like this such a truly upsetting mindset that everyone was like, you should know better than and should wear underwear. And it wasn't like, you shouldn't stick your camera up somebody's vagina. It was like, well, you deserved it.
Right.
It's like,
well, because didn't some people try to do it on purpose?
Oh, for sure. Well, including her, I'm sure.
I mean, the year after.
Yeah.
Infamous. Some people became famous through sex tapes.
Well, yes. Everyone's so it doing kind it. Of like emails.
Oh my God. Anyway, that's a whole other.
Yeah, it was
I thought
a time,
it was chic.
It was chic. Certainly saw a lot. I have to imagine it was on purpose.
Maybe.
It's really hard to say. She did like fucking with the paparazzi.
I did once in, because I ran for student life. I used, do you remember that show? Oh my God. What was it called? With, from Friends.
I don't watch Friends.
Courtney
Cox?
Yes.
Yeah.
She had a show and it was called, fuck.
Oh, Cougar Town?
No. The paparazzi one. And it was all about this.
Oh.
I'm saying this as if I don't have my phone in my lap.
Right.
I just, you know, let me look it up. Dirt.
Oh.
Did you ever watch Dirt?
I'm trying to think. No, I don't
think
so.
Oh my God. It was so fucking good. It was a show and she was the leader of this magazine. And she was, it was kind of like Ugly Betty, but like darker. And it was about like paparazzi. And it was
Devil
all this
Prada-ish.
Yes, but like she was a little more evil.
Or the Avenue season one.
Yeah.
Verve Girl magazine. Anyone?
Verve Girl magazine. It was very like, did this come out in 2006? Because I feel like they definitely had, oh, this came out in 2007, the beginning of 2007. But one of the ads for it was, it was like this very 2D artistic cartoonish kind of promo. And it was like flash paparazzi mixed with comic book art, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was a girl getting out of a car and flashing her cooch. And
It was like
this art bubble. And so I took that, I recreated it, and I wrote, vote for T. Kyle in the middle of it. And I hung them around campus. And I won.
Wow, that's a shocker.
I got elected
with
student
that.
Life.
Wow, I never won on any election that I ran for in middle school or high school.
Yeah, it was chic.
Good job.
I think this is also the year I tried to get on Paris Hilton's My BFF.
Yeah, I remember that video.
It was either that or it was definitely 2006 into 2007.
Great, great show.
Yeah, and that whole oh my God. I almost got on too.
Yeah.
I was just 20 and not. But anyway, closing out the year, amongst all this chaos, we got a final letter from Britney at the end of the year.
Yes.
Basically just saying, it was like a promo for Victoria's Secret at one point. It also said, it's been so long since I've been out on the town with friends. It's also been 2 years since I've even celebrated my birthday. And she had just turned 25.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy to think?
It is crazy.
Because at 25, well, hell, 2 years ago, well, last month. I'm like, I was
where are we going with this? Yeah.
For like being 25, it like really wasn't anything.
Of course not.
No.
No. She was completely villainized for being slightly sloppy.
Right.
It's all trash. Everyone's an idiot.
That should just be the episode. It's the year was 2006. Everyone's trash. Thank you for watching.
I'm sorry. I might be biased. I have a certain preference for the subject at hand, but everything she was doing was not that crazy.
No.
And certainly all the moms that got knocked up in high school where I'm from were doing the same thing.
Oh. Debbie is just Debbie just got scalped.
She sure did.
I agree. I think she was vilified way too much this year. It was like, looking back, it was pretty disgusting at how venomous these paparazzi were. Like, I remember this whole time because I had just moved to New York and this is my first of 12 years here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was all so glam. Like, I was obsessed. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh my God, like, she is so famous. They're swarming her everywhere.
Yeah.
And just everything was just so cool to me.
Completely. I mean, it was very chic then. That was the whole X-17 culture and everything. Mm-hmm. She didn't care for it that much eventually.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. It was probably a rush when times were good, but then after the divorce and the baby and definitely some... Is it like confirmed that she had postpartum?
I don't think so, but I feel like she may have alluded to it.
Yeah. I mean...
I think she alluded to it. Or she had included it in things that she was going through.
Well, we'll just say allegedly, like on Wendy. So yes, that nobody allegedly. Sues us, but it seems as though she
allegedly
was
allegedly... Bread is a
stan. She was allegedly... going through it after baby two. And that was only the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you describe 2006 as? What's the knee of 2006?
What is the knee of 2006? Puss knee? That's awful.
That is awful.
I don't mean that to sound demeaning. I thought that shit was so...
Oh, same. I...
Glam.
Defended her. Still defend her.
I have an interesting one. I think this year I'm going to say fragile knee.
Mm, yeah.
Because I think for the first time we saw, it got chaotic.
Uh-huh.
It's getting hectic in 2005.
Yeah.
But I don't think she ever really broke in 2005.
No.
She was kind of like on an FU kick because she had Kevin. And then this year.
Fragile knee.
I felt like. Everything broke.
Yes. Matt Lauer plus breaking down after the baby drop plus hitting back at people on the website.
Right. Like
divorce,
this was...
You couldn't get more fragile than a newly single mother of two.
And it really was her against
the
everything.
World. Yep.
And wasn't there like a lot of chaos with the family at this point?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it really was like her against the world.
That's a good one. It's definitely fragile knee. I think this is the first year that she is not totally in control of her destiny. No thanks. She chooses her own destiny in a way unlike any of the years before that we've discussed.
Yes, I agree with that.
The paparazzi swarms more than ever. And it's like she can't come up for air in a lot of parts of the year. Yeah, for sure. I like fragile knee for 2006, for sure. It's very upsetting.
It is.
And she also loses faith. We forgot that part in both Lauer, I think, and on her website. She said she stopped studying Kabbalah because her babies are her religion now, which was just another like, I mean, it's fine to like not study Kabbalah, but it was like she was sort of free falling. You know, there was no, she didn't have the security of like religion that she kind of did for a while there, I thought. And she didn't have the man and she, not that you need a man. And she didn't, like everything was kind of falling underneath her.
Right.
So yeah, she just had her babies. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. And so she also had this conflicting feeling of being a 24 to 5-year-old.
It's still so crazy to me to think in retrospect that she was only 24, 25.
Yeah.
So like I can't even fathom.
No, you've seen me in 24, 25. I've seen like that. No.
No, not at all.
No, that's
not that
we
were immature, but like I just can't fathom it.
No.
Wow.
And shockingly, this is still only the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Because next year is infamously
the year.
The year. Get your memes out.
2007 is a year. The year.
The year.
There's lows and lows and there are highs.
Yes, there certainly are. And this is the year that makes a whole new generation of fans in the Britney community.
Oh, big time.
So we'll have to see why in the next episode.
Things are going to get a little dark.
Yeah.
We're not just talking about the fact that she goes brunette again.
Yeah. Get a candle because it's going to be a blackout.
Oh, my God.
A vanilla candle.
Could you imagine
candle?
If that was the interlude for the... instead of like... Could you imagine if that album started out instead of her saying it's Britney, bitch, if she said, everybody get a candle. It's about to get... Oh my God.
Grab a candle.
Grab a vanilla candle. It's about to be a blackout. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening and for getting through this time and reliving.
Yeah. This is almost like therapy at this point because we're just addressing all of these moments that we've blocked out until now.
I know. I feel like a teen again.
Yeah. Like we are not trying to relive the upskirts and the paparazzi yelling things at her.
Nope.
But it's what made her stronger than yesterday.
Mm-hmm, it is.
So We're going to get through this.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.